Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
We failed you when you needed us the most. The words of Taoiseach Simon Harris in the formal state apology which he gave to the families of the victims of the Stardust fire yesterday generates the lead headline in today's Irish Times. Surrounded by a montage of pictures of the 48 victims, the Irish Sun simply runs with "We failed you," while the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror opt for "They never gave up" and "Roll of Honour" as their front page headlines this morning. All papers quote Antoinette Keegan, a survivor of the blaze in which she lost her two sisters, Mary and Martina, saying that prosecutions must now follow and that somebody should be held accountable. The picture in the front of the Irish Independent, meanwhile, is of Lisa Lawler, who lost both of her parents in the fire, arriving at Leinster House yesterday, carrying a bunch of 48 roses, one for each of those who died in the Stardust. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Examiner runs with a picture of people running towards aid packages attached to parachutes as they're about to land in Gaza yesterday. Elaine Loughlin reports from Rafah, where she was with Taoiseach the Micheál Martin, who met aid workers. Loughlin describes how water filters, solar panels, generators, oxygen masks and CT scanners are all included on a growing list of items deemed to have a dual use, which aren't being allowed into Gaza and are being piled in warehouses near the border. After visiting one of those warehouses and speaking to aid workers, the Taoiseach has spoke about how Palestinians living in Gaza, who are being denied basic humanitarian aid, are being collectively punished. How Irish people view immigrants is at the centre of the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. Out of a survey of 1,000 people conducted by Amoric Research for the paper, 79% said that they believe the number of immigrants arriving here is too high, while 64% were of the opinion that the government isn't in control of immigration. The Irish Independent leads with a report on the lack of accommodation available to victims of domestic abuse, which is forcing many into homelessness. The appearance of Geoffrey Donaldson before a Newry Magistrates Court, where he will face historical sex offence charge later today, generates the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. Suzanne Breen reports that a huge media presence is expected at the court for the first sighting of the 61-year-old since he stepped down as DUP leader last month. He's facing charges related to rape, gross indecency and indecent assault. And a 57-year-old woman is also charged with aiding and abetting additional offences in relation to that same investigation. For its lead story, the Irish News reports that a prominent loyalist is expected to stand trial for a conspiracy to murder 22-year-old Gerard and 18-year-old Rory Cairns. The Catholic brothers were later shot dead in their family home in County Down by the UVF in October 1993. And finally, the Star reports this morning that stargazers are in for a treat this week with the appearance of two natural phenomena, a lurid meteor shower and a pink moon. Although the Star show, which began on Monday, was due to peak last night, we're told that there's still time to catch sight of the pink moon tonight, which will also be the fourth full moon of the year.
Fiona, thank you.